Nina Gibson. He gets what? Yeah, no kidding. NINAGIBSON. She was born in 45. So how old does that make her? 75? Yeah, 75. Okay. This is a 75-year-old woman with history of head and neck cancer, period. Patient has been admitted to hospice currently with severe pain, described as crushing, stabbing, sharp, weight loss, KPS of 40%, total ADL dependency, lives with her husband, a caregiver slash husband, Gary. And patient is found to be forgetful, with decreased appetite, high risk of falls, at times restless, noisy, with definite change in mental status, which has been very difficult for family to digest, period. The paragraph, her history goes to her history, going back on her history, this 75-year-old woman with history of tobacco abuse, history of MS, hypertension, restless leg syndrome, hyperlipidemia, noted pain in her mouth. About 6 months ago, and happened to have a squamous cell carcinoma, HPV negative. The CT PET scan at the time showed a mass to be present in the soft palate, dorsal tongue, extends to the anterior aspect of the oral cavity. As well as into the far posterior and left lateral oropharynx, involving the subsequently patient underwent a hemiglossectomy, lymph node dissection. It showed a 6.2-centimeter invasive, moderately differentiated squamous cell carcinoma, 1.6 centimeter in greatest depth of invasion. There's definite peripheral tumor invasion. The 32 lymph nodes examined were negative. Patient at the time had a feeding tube. Was started on chemotherapy as well as radiation therapy, period. Since then, patient has become anemic with H&H of 13, and let's see, H&H of 10 and 30, and total protein down to 5.1 with the albumin of 2.3. A patient has been diagnosed with stage 4A high-risk squamous cell carcinoma, and has decided on no further chemo or radiation therapy, and given above mentioned findings, it makes her hospice appropriate with expected survival of less than 6 months. Thank you.